You're listening to SBS News.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg set the stage for his budget speech with a list of obstacles that was comprehensive.
Tonight, as we gather, war rages in Europe. The global pandemic is not over. Devastating floods have battered our communities. We live in uncertain times. The last 2 years have been tough for our country. There have been setbacks along the way. But Australia remains resilient. Australia remains strong.
He says despite all the problems, Australia's economy is in good shape, with the lowest unemployment in nearly half a century, more people in their own homes, lower taxes, and Australia's international AAA credit rating maintained.
By the end of the forward estimates, the budget is $100 billion better off compared to last year. More people in work and fewer on welfare. Repairing the budget without increasing taxes. The deficit for 22-23 is expected to be $78 billion or 3.4% of GDP. Over the next 3 years, this will more than halve to 1.6%.
But he was aware that even as he spoke, communities in southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales were continuing to struggle against a natural disaster.
Our thoughts tonight are with those who have lost loved ones, homes and businesses in the catastrophic floods across New South Wales and southeast Queensland. Nothing I say can overcome the personal pain and loss so many Australians have felt. We will stand with these communities and help them rebuild.
Natural disaster relief is estimated at $763 million. Total support to families, farmers, small businesses, local governments and their communities is expected to exceed $6 billion. But for many Australians, the rising cost of fuel, while not a natural disaster, is putting severe stress on family finances.
Higher fuel, food and shipping costs are increasing inflation and stretching household budgets. Tonight, the Morrison government announces a new temporary targeted and responsible cost of living package to ease these pressures. Practical measures that will make a difference. Fuel excise will be cut in half. For the next 6 months, Australians will save 22 cents a litre every time they fill up.
For an average car, that works out at a saving of around $7 every time the tank is filled. There'll also be a new one-off $420 cost of living tax offset for more than 10 million low and middle income earners, and a new one-off $250 cost of living payment for 6 million pensioners, carers, veterans, job seekers, eligible self-funded retirees and concession card holders. Paid parental leave gets a boost too, with families able to choose exactly how they use the 20 weeks of leave available. The Treasurer announced a new $2.8 billion investment to increase take-up and completion rates in training and upskilling, providing $5,000 payments to new apprentices. And small businesses that invest in upskilling their staff will also get $120 of tax relief for every $100 they spend on training. And there's a similar tax offset for small business that invest in digital technology.
From tonight, every $100 these small businesses spend on digital economy technologies like cloud computing, e-invoicing, cybersecurity, and web design, they will get a $120 tax deduction. Investments of up to $100,000 per year will be supported by this new measure.
Mr. Frydenberg unveiled a regional investment package that includes large investments in agriculture, infrastructure and energy in the Hunter, the Pilbara, the Northern Territory and North and Central Queensland. One of the largest budget expenditures, though, is on defence. The defence workforce will be expanded to a total of 101,000 personnel by 2040 at a cost of $38 billion. New weapons are on the shopping list, including tanks, mobile howitzers and other armoured vehicles. And a new departure is a resilience, effects, defence, space, intelligence, cyber and enablers package nicknamed Red Spice. This aims to enhance the offensive and defensive cyber and intelligence capabilities of the Australian Signals Directorate.
This is the biggest ever investment in Australia's cyber capabilities, creating 1,900 jobs, more data analysts, computer programmers and software engineers to boost our capacity to prevent and respond to cyber threats. Keeping Australians safe is part of our plan for a stronger future.
Mr. Frydenberg claimed the Morrison government's funding for schools, hospitals, Medicare, mental health, aged care, women's safety and disability support was unparalleled. There's a new emphasis on mental health with money to be spent on suicide prevention. But despite its looming presence over this budget, Mr. Frydenberg finished his speech with just a veiled reference to the upcoming election. Citing the government's claims to have delivered on all its promises, he insisted now is not the time to change direction.
This is a time to stick to our plan, a plan for a stronger economy and a stronger future. We will deliver.
Yeah. Alan Lee, SBS News.